You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scherr. The local Boeing Machinists Union voted last night for a new district president. John Holden was elected by a wide margin, taking 67% of the vote. This comes after the former district president, Tom Robleski, stepped down in January following a contentious machinist vote on a new contract with Boeing. Robleski said he was stepping down due to serious health issues. John Holden was the business representative for the union in Everett for 11 years. Now he is faced with leading a group that he describes as having a lot of hard feelings about the vote process. I talked to John earlier today. I asked him what his goals are for the union.
My goal, as I've heard from a lot of members through this process, our goal needs to be how we unify back as a membership to a position of strength in order to secure the best standard of living for our members that we can.
What are some of the steps you want to take to get there?
A lot of what we're going to have to do is engagement, like we haven't done before. We've focused a lot of educational opportunities on our stewards, and we want to offer the same thing for our members.
There was some contention with the National. What are you hearing from your members about how they want you to represent the district to the National?
Again, the focus really is going to be about making sure that we're addressing the needs of our members locally, that their wishes are not lost in the mix. We certainly have to unite as a group.
Well, that was part of what we saw, a split within your own membership. So when you talk about that, to get members to work together again, what are some of the very specific or concrete approaches you take?
We first need to listen to them. We have a platform that we're going to give them opportunities to engage with us, and so that we can hear what they have to say, build policies off that. I don't think any one of us claims to have all the answers, but the answers do lie within our membership. We have a great, strong, storied membership that certainly has it in them to rebuild, and that's what we're going to work on.
You know, that sounds like that's also how you were talking during the campaign. That's because you were arguing that the leadership that was in place was not listening to its members?
What's going on with the members, I think it did get lost. And maybe people were out of touch. And that is a focus, going to be a goal and a focus of my administration to be there on the shop floor listening to folks and addressing those concerns.
John Holden is the new president of District 751 of the Machinists Union. What do you do differently to give the union better standing?
Our focus right now is making sure our members are prepared for that. Any sort of interaction that comes forward, our members need to be prepared for.
What do you mean by that? Is there animosity towards Boeing right now, or is it water under the bridge at this point?
I think our members certainly were not surprised by what Boeing pushed for in this last few months. I mean, it's something that they've been trying to get for a couple contracts on some of this stuff. So, and they saw the writing on the wall. The issue certainly was with how our union dealt with that and whether or not our members were listened to.
You know, John, what role do you think you and the other machinists have in Washington State's economy? It's an important role, but what's your responsibility, I guess, to the overall economy?
Well, our responsibility is clear. We are elected by our members to benefit their standard of living the best we can. That's without a doubt our responsibility going forward. That's an important role within the Washington State economy because there's so many of our members, and we've been successful over the decades raising the standard of living for our members, whether that be wages, health care, and prior to this, pension. Our role is also to make sure other people in this economy benefit as well.
How'd you feel about the arm twisting that you and your members in the union were getting from people who were saying it might be time to make some sacrifices here for the greater good?
Again, our obligation is to raise the standard of living for our members and to focus on what is important to them.
You know, John, your predecessor, Tom Robleski, stepped down in part due to health concerns. Are you concerned about the stress this job is going to put on you?
Yeah, this job is stressful, but I've got a lot of good people. Nobody does this job alone, and together we're going to do good things.
Why'd you want this job?
Why did I want this job? Well, I think what I wanted to see was some improvement in the way our members' issues got addressed. and we are going to focus on stepped-up contract enforcement. We have some job erosion issues that we're facing in some of our areas. Our members deserve better than the process that they went through, and so there's a group of us that feel that we're going to try and address their concerns in a process that benefits them.
Mr. Holden, the way you answered that question, I heard a little wistfulness in there, like, why did I want this job?
Well, the tough work's has already started, so this isn't something that goes unacknowledged. This is a tough role, and it's a tough job, and I need to make sure that my focus will always be what is best for our members.
That's John Holden, the new president of District 751 Machinist Union, the Boeing Machinist Union. He was elected to that post after a vote last night. This is The Record.